And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the McGregors, Rock and Roll Bitch. You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the McGregors that I saw at the Sumac Centre just before I went up to Edinburgh, where I am now.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. What is the McGregors' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheMcGregorsPunk?
Facebook.com/TheMacGregs. Yeah. TheMacGregs. Ha! 1-0 to Paulie B. And the internet, unlucky Tone, you're down at the moment. Great band, great live band as well. Really, really, really sort of good fun to watch. And they sort of crossed over. You know, we've been going on about these punk metal crossovers.
Yeah.
They're kind of, they go down that AC/DC road as comfortably as they go down the down Sex Pistols Avenue, Tony.
Okay. That's all right.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. And we'll be playing more for them in future weeks. And thanks very much to the McGregors for finally sending us those tracks through. Well, I think they're Cambridgeshire-based, Tony.
Okay.
So I'm calling that Cambridgeshire punk metal crossover.
Okay.
In an old-school styling. Now, I am recording the show. I'm in Edinburgh, Tony.
You are?
And you're in Nottingham.
I am.
So we're in two different countries.
Yeah, we are.
But when you think about the places we've successfully recorded this show before, mm-hmm. we've made it in Chicago.
San Francisco. Well, San Jose.
Mansfield. Well, no, you were in San Francisco and I was here.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't here. I was in England.
Hmm.
And you were in a car outside of, what was it?
Oh, yeah. So I did it outside of Starbucks.
Outside of Starbucks.
I think that might have been California, somewhere in California. Then San Jose in a hotel room.
You looked extremely suspicious. I know that.
Oh, yes.
And we've done it in different countries before. But we always seem to have the biggest problem when I come to Scotland.
Absolutely.
So if this is not quite up to the recording standards of normal, I'm afraid you're going to have to blame Scottish internet.
There you go.
Or more particularly, the high walls and deep valleys of Edinburgh. I'll tell you about the deep valley. I'm not going down that road. I'll tell you about how I'm getting on in Edinburgh in a bit, shall I?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right, now, I'm sorry that I'm a bit all over the place, but all will be explained, of course. You'd think I'd have a joke or poem for you this week. I'm surrounded by thousands and thousands of comedy and spoken word jokes, and I've seen loads of good ones, mate, but I've got nothing. So I'm just going to play another song instead. Is that all right?
It's fine.
Right. This is Matilda Scoundrels from their latest release. We like Matilda Scoundrels. We've got a lot of time for them. We will be playing more from them in future weeks. First up, though, Tony, what is Matilda's Scoundrels Bandcamp page?
matildascoundrels.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie B, the Internet One, and this is Shackles and Bones. You're listening to the Zorros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Matilda Scoundrels, Shackles and Bones. More of them in future weeks. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Right. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Do get in touch with us. Go to facebook.com/punkradio. Like the page. Do leave us a comment. Do get in touch. I only had two this week.
Oh dear.
Well, that's still fine. We're still
happy. There's two more than nothing.
Exactly. I say only two. But no, that's great. First of all, from Nez, in response to a couple of weeks ago show, he says, great track, Tony. Have you invented funk punk? You certainly funks my punk with that. It's in reference to the alcohol song we played a couple of weeks ago. Thanks, Nez. Thank you very much. Yeah. Alcohol are now dead. Well, thank you very much.
Well, I'm sorry. Alcohol are now dead.
Yeah.
We'll be hearing about this later, won't we? Well, in a bit more detail than we did last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nez. Timmy Schmidt's been in touch.
Hello, Tim. So, Timo and Nez, the usual suspects. How are you doing, both?
Exactly. Thank you very much for getting in touch, keeping the show afloat with your comments. Timo says, a big thank you to the mighty Tony Hearn. Thank you very much. For granting me access to the lost episodes of Punky. At least the first five that I've listened to so far reminded me of Wayne and Garth. But with swear words and possibly on speed. Now I can face all the horrors in the world with a smile, like the legendary Antwerp Ring Road on Thursday. Thanks, Timo. Just beware of the Antwerp Ring Road. It depends on where you come in. It's two or it's one. Who knows?
It's easy to take a wrong turn there, mate. You're much safer off in the city itself, which is wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It's a wonderful city. Terrible ring road.
Wonderful city, terrible ring road. There you go. That's what should be on the fucking sign as you're going.
Exactly.
Excuse me, language.
That's all right. Yeah, so Timo and Anke have been furnished with the lost episodes of Punky Radio.
The lost episodes, Tony. That first one, you know, the first one we ever did, I was extremely hyper.
We were quite happy, all of them.
Yeah, but I'd been on radio having to look after myself and watch what I was saying for a year before we started doing it, hadn't I? And suddenly we had this opportunity to say what we wanted and I got a bit overexcited.
Well, the first, I think, I can't remember when we stopped doing it, but at least the first 6 months of Punky, we did it at the end of the radio, like 11 o'clock at night, after 2 hours of radio, and I'd been at work all day because it was back when I still had a job. And we are a bit erratic.
We're a bit erratic.
Yeah.
Whereas now we're utterly professional.
Oh, we're very chilled out now. But I did find the one where I wasn't there. That's in there as well. I think it's November 2005.
Tony, I know that I was a little bit rude, but that is a funny show, isn't it? It is a funny show.
There's some good
shows,
they're
only about 20 minutes long, aren't they?
Oh, they're all quite short. Yeah. I think there's about 33 shows, something like that. But I sorted them out, so I'm sure Timo will get through them all. I can't say they're all quality, but he's got them.
Yeah, he's got them anyway. So if you really, really want the early editions of us, then they can get in touch with you, can't they?
Of course they can. Tony at punkyradio.com. Preferably you would have Dropbox. But anyway, there you go.
That would help.
But that's it for Facebook.
So that concludes
Facebook.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle. I'll tell you what, this might be a good time for you to say hello to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And also the Lilacs.
Hello, the Lilacs.
How's life in England town? That's what I want to know.
Exactly.
Maybe you'll tell me later, Tony, because obviously up here, information is scarce. It's scarce north of the wall. We're going to play two songs in a row now.
Okay.
Stay tuned for the darts, not the ones you're thinking of, the ones from the US that we played several times on the show before, and not the 70s band that had some doo-wop hits in the UK, but no, a good band. But first up, a band called the Scaramanga 6, Tony.
Okay.
Describing themselves as Huddersfield Evil Pop.
Lovely.
What is the Scaramanga 6's website?
Scaramanga6.co.uk?
Is the Scaramanga6.co.uk, Tony. I can't give you the point. And it's the word 6, S-I-X, but the name of the band is the Scaramanga 6 with the numeric 6 for further confusion. But the Scaramanga6.co.uk will take you to their rather swanky website. You find out all about them there. First of all, enjoy this. Stay tuned for the darts. This is A Car.
Spirit of the moment, I put my pedal to the ground.
Of society.
Now, what have I put here, Tony? I've got something
Monster
wrong
Mafia.
Here. Yeah, you're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. I've made an error.
No,
thanks
for
doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Darts and a track called Get Messy. I should just mention the Scaramanga 6 song, A Car. That's the B-side to their latest single.
Right, okay.
All right. So, and this was Get Messy, which is a track from the Darts' new album, Meow, which is quite frankly brilliant.
Brilliant.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Darts Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheDartsBand?
Oh, nearly. Facebook.com/TheDartsUS, or The Darts Us, because they are the Darts from the US. They're the band, Tony, that are half in Phoenix, half in Los Angeles, but all in one band.
Gotcha.
And they do tour, they do get together, but they record separately. It's quite interesting the way they do things. I think they do it very well, actually.
Okay.
As you've just heard from Get Messy. And yes, we will be playing more from the Darts in future weeks, because I love them.
Yeah, they've always been good. They've quite a few tracks so far. They've all been great.
Indeed. Did you do anything last week? Let's hear more about your gig, shall we?
Yeah, so we did the gig. We've been practicing for about 3 or 4 months for this gig. So we played at the Bowl in Mansfield. Now, we've moved out of Mansfield a while ago, so I don't go back very often. It's a nice little place. It's a room above a pub, and it is a small room. But the advantage of that is a few people do fill it. So we had a good night. Pam played. They were awesome. They closed on Dirty Pillows, which we played on Punky. It is my favourite Pam song. It is.
Right.
It's a bit kind of like Pam playing an alcohol song. It's quite cheeky. It's quite fast for them. And they dedicated it to me at the end, and it was the best song of the night for them. Everyone was dancing. Again, proved that my taste in music is the best in that room.
Taste in music was the best in that room.
Yes.
Let's leave it there, shall
there
we?
There you go. Then Desensitized played. And when we played them on the show, I said they were Nottingham based. They're Kirkby and Ashfield based, so I was quite happy.
Oh, good
at
Lord,
that.
Tony.
Yes, they're very local.
I shouldn't think they were too upset about that.
No, well, they're quite angry about the fact that they're from Kirkby, but that's all right. That big.
But they're angry about the fact they're from Kirkby.
Well, I think they've got some anger in them.
Have they got chips on their shoulder about their hometown?
Maybe.
Marvellous.
They certainly mentioned it from Kirkby. Well, in a positive way, but hey. I quite like the fact that it's from Kirkby, my hometown. But they were good. They were good. Thanks for them playing. Then we played, and it went very well.
Oh, good.
We had a few sound issues. Uncle Weta did the sound. He had an absolute nightmare beforehand. When we got there, he was replacing all the speakers because they'd blown the night before. So we had a few little issues. But at the end of the day, all absolutely fine. We got an encore, and we did Love Machine, and the crowd.
Excellent.
Liked it, so that's all we could ask. And we haven't met up since. And we did agree that it would be the last thing. I think we're going to meet up for a band curry night and have a debrief. We haven't done it yet, but
a debrief.
Yeah, but no one's been kind of forthcoming on that. Let's start up again.
All right, cool. Oh, well done, mate.
Yeah. So how's it been for you up there?
Well, you know what? I got up to Edinburgh. I've done 18 shows since we last spoke.
Wow.
And it's all gone all right, really. And I've had some interesting things have happened. In the room next to me is Clive Anderson's daughter.
Okay.
In the show next to me, Flora. She's ever so nice, but she's been moaning a bit about the noise bleed from our one. Apparently, we're getting too many laughs. There's a bit of noise bleed going through there. But no, she's got a really nice show, which is but it's a work in progress show. So her show, she's not pushing it that hard, and it's not. She's just kind of going through the motions with it a bit, with a view to it being really brilliant next year. Whereas I just have three great comics a day that are all doing really well, so it's a bit hard because they're only partition walls. I'll be talking about a partition later on the show, Tony.
Okay.
But they're only partition walls, so if you're not getting a lot of laughs and the people in the room next to you are, the people in your room are wishing they were next door.
Ah, right, yeah.
And it works both ways, because you can, in our one, you can say to someone, you're not getting a laugh, just when someone, they get a laugh in the other room, and you go, oh, bollocks. But it is fun, it's as it should be. That's the show at 5:30, then at 7:30, I've got my mid-laugh crisis show with Mandy Knight and various guests. And the numbers, Tony, I just don't know what's going on. Some days we have 6, other days we have 40.
Wow.
And it's brilliant. It's just such, even with 6 in there, it's absolutely great fun because it's an over 40s comedy show. We're getting an over 40s crowd. Anytime there's young people in there, they just get destroyed, right? And it's really funny. It is good. So I'm having a good time. And I was walking along Cowgate after I'd been here for a few days, and I was walking along Cowgate in Edinburgh and with my mate, and he went, oh, I think that's Prince Edward. I went, what? He said, I think that's Prince Edward. And we looked up, and there was Prince Edward with his family, and he was taking his kids to see a kids show on the Free Fringe. It was really funny. And
nice.
Tight ass. And once it was pointed out he was there, the guy I was with is in the forces, and he went, yep, look, there's the minders on that side of the road, there's the spotter over that side, there's the security vehicles. And suddenly you realise that half the people in the street were all making sure that Prince Edward wasn't shot in the face, right? And it was really weird.
Oh, weird.
I was going to take a photo of him, but I didn't dare get my camera out in case someone thought it was a gun.
Gun?
Because that nearly happened before with a cricket bat.
Oh, right.
In the 1980s, I pointed a cricket bat at Leon Britton. And he had two special forces guys next to him looking after him at a cricket match. And they went to get their guns out to point them at me. And my dad just took the bat off me, threw it away and shouted, it's a cricket bat! Thus saving my life. He's been doing it ever since.
Nice.
So yeah, I've been having a great time. You've been having an alright time. Mm-hmm. Let's get on with something from the vault, shall we?
Okay, yep.
Alright, So Johnny Throttle brought out an album a few years ago. Johnny Throttle then split up, but I think they've had lineup changes and they're doing bits and bobs here and there. They're all mixed up with other bands. They're mixed up with the Parkinsons that have got back together. But the album that this track is from, the front cover of it, has a rather fetching photograph of the band, including one John Codger, a.k.a. Geordie. Oh, he's so dreamy.
Mm.
Who I believe was playing bass for them at the time. It's a great album, great band, great track we're about to play. Tony, what is Johnny Throttle's Bandcamp page?
johnnythrottle.bandcamp.com?
It is. Tony T, Paulie B and Internet 3. That's where you'll find the wonderful photograph of the band. And this is Johnny Go Mental. Listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Johnny Throttle, Johnny Go Mental from their album. And I don't think we played that song before. We might have done, but we played so many other tracks by them. It fitted into From the Vaults.
Right.
I think that was from 2013, that album.
Okay.
I'm not absolutely sure. Anyway, that's that. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's... International Gig Guide.
Woohoo!
Yep, thanks for your gigs. If you do have a gig for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is to watch them play. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. Just if you have a gig, do email me. Philip Powell's been in touch.
Hello, Phil.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I've known Phil a very long time.
He came to after the end of the show, didn't he?
I've known him nearly 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Well, I know.
Significantly longer than I've known him.
Yeah. No. But you've known him a long time.
Yeah. About 322 shows.
But you've known him 322 shows. Of course you have.
He says, hello, Tony. I've got a gig for you. But it's not this week, but it's next week. But on Saturday, the 26th of August, the Cubanauts are playing at the Coffee Lab on Sun Street in Hitchin. 8 o'clock. Tickets available, £10. You need to search for the Cubanauts on Facebook, Cubanauts. He says it may not be that punky, although you should hear Black Chicken 37, but it is international, so thanks Phil Powell.
Absolutely justified.
Yeah.
Absolutely fine. Yeah, yeah. It's a gig and he tells about it and it's in the world.
It is.
It's international.
Exactly.
If you think you can do better, email tony@punkyradio.com.
That's what
I'm saying. Your email gig guide, yeah?
It's that simple, yeah.
Or Tony's International Gig Guide or any combination of such words.
It's got to be something like that, yeah. But that's all I have.
Well, in that case, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Put a muck on it because I'm in Scotland, you see.
Ah.
Yeah. I can tell you about some gigs, Tony.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, right now at the Edinburgh Fringe, there are just on the PBH Fringe itself, there are over 9,000 performances and 500 shows going on every day, all of it, Shant. And as well as that, there's another 1,500 comedy shows a day, let alone everything else. There's about 2,000 shows a day. Can I suggest you go to Edinburgh? There's gigs everywhere.
Wow.
It's nuts. Proper nuts. So, I'm going to do two in a row again.
Okay.
And you know, the other week I was saying I'm going to stop saying this is a girl band or these are girl bands or this is girl friendly. They're just bands.
Hmm.
I don't say this is a band full of blokes and say it's a band.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's two bands coming up.
Right, okay, nice.
First up, all the way from Chester, a band called Penis, Tony.
Ooh.
Now, I love Penis. Do you like Penis?
I do love Penis, yeah.
You love Penis. We both love Penis, don't we? Yeah. Do you think they called them that just so we could have so much infantile fun? Or do you think they're having fun themselves?
Oh, that's probably a bit of both.
Fun themselves. Penis is P-E-A-N-E-S-S, not to be confused with penis, Tony.
No, of course not.
Which neither of us were over keen on. I'm certainly ashamed of mine. What is Penis's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Penis.
Facebook.com/penis band. And we're saying penis ever so carefully, aren't we?
Yes.
Penis band. Paulie being step four, Tony two. Stay tuned for the jackets. This is Ugly Veg.
What do you-
Upside Downer.
Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thank you for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I have just released some form of whole grain pip from my teeth.
Right.
I had some bacon sandwiches earlier. Making a bacon sandwich in this flat has proved to be something of an issue. Here I am in the middle of Edinburgh, excited by all the fabulous entertainment, world music and food around me. And I'm moaning about not being able to bake a sandwich, but I've got one of these, Nazi smoke detectors that just, basically, if you think about smoke, it goes off.
Mm.
Right, and I tried to make a bacon sandwich the other day, carnage.
Dear.
So I had a microwaved bacon sandwich earlier.
Right.
But I didn't microwave the sandwich, I microwaved the bacon. It actually worked out perfectly fine.
Okay.
Four rashers, gave it 4 minutes. That's a minute of rasher. It came up perfect. Just saying.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just saying. I've got that going on, Tom. That was the Jackets, Queen of the Pill. Burn Garage, Tony.
Right.
Garage punk from Switzerland. A great band. Really, really good. What is the Jackets website?
Thejackets.ch?
It is. Tony 3, Paulie B, Internet 4. This is getting interesting.
Mm.
Or is it? Great band, The Jackets. That is the... they brought out a two-track single a couple of months back, and we already played the other one. I listened to that itself, and I thought, oh, that's great. I'm going to play that as well. Well done, The Jackets. I think they came through via Voodoo Rhythm.
Okay.
Loving Voodoo Rhythm. Quite a lot of the bands this week have either come through Voodoo Rhythm, Slovenly, or Dirty Water. We do seem to be going down a bit of a garagey road of late, or rather, excuse me, rather I am. I'm getting the hiccups, Tony.
That's that microwave bacon.
It's because I removed that pip. That must have been the hiccup pip. That was, you know, and I've removed that pip, right. And it's let the hiccups out.
Get it back in.
Not sure how many. Yeah, a good point, except I put it in the ashtray.
Ah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to risk the hiccups, Tony.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Are you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. I still haven't gone to see Spider-Man, so I've missed it probably by now. And still no band practice, so I'm still getting used to that.
Of course.
I have started getting the itch, so maybe I will try and start going back to band practice soon.
It's happening.
Of course, yes.
Don't worry about it, we're going to get it sorted.
Yeah, alright then.
It won't be a very good band, but we'll have one.
It'll be a band, nonetheless.
It'll be a band, that's the important thing, yeah. you just reminded me of something, actually. I've seen a load of films this week.
Have you?
Yeah, because in the flat, I didn't realise the first 3 days I was here, I was having some very late nights, Tony, getting used to the swing of Edinburgh, and I was getting in late and turning on the TV, desperately trying to find something to watch, and it ended up being literally a toss-up between Babe Station and MacGyver.
Who won?
MacGyver!
Excellent.
Got into it. Been watching that at 4 a.m. on some channel or other. And but then I discovered, or rather I was told by people in the flat, they said, have you been enjoying the movie package? I went, I beg your pardon? And they went, yeah, if you hit Now TV, you've got the Sky Movies movie and entertainment package. I went, I had no idea about that. I have been catching up on films, Tony. I have seen this week Spectre.
Mm-hmm.
That I believe you reviewed.
It was all right.
Yeah. I was hoping it would be good, and I thought it was boring.
Yeah.
And I watched Doctor Strange.
That was all right.
Absolutely loved it. Favourite Marvel. Completely blown away by it. Thought it was beautiful and brilliant.
Great visuals. Yeah.
Great visuals. Mm. I thought it was brilliant. I loved it. That was on my level, that one.
Okay.
That was on my level, Tony. I saw Jack Reacher Never Go Back.
Not seen it.
Enjoyed it.
Okay.
And then the thing about the Jack Reacher films, Tony, featuring Tom Cruise, is that you just have to bear in mind that in the books, Jack Reacher is a 6'5" blonde-haired brick shithouse.
Yeah, I've read all the books, but I've not seen, right. I've not seen the second film.
But you can watch the film, it's fun, you know, it's a good story, it's Jack Reacher's story. It's not very believable. If you read the books, Tom Cruise isn't believable, but if you haven't read the books, he's fine.
Hmm.
I say, don't read, watch.
There you go.
So I've seen that. What else was it? I'll think of some more. Oh, I watched Rogue One, Tony.
It's good, isn't it?
Pants.
Oh.
Thought it was absolutely pants.
Really? Okay.
Not impressed. Yeah, yeah. Hmm. I should tell you what I'm doing this week, shall I?
Okay.
I'll think of some more films that I've seen before the end of the show, almost certainly. This week, I'm doing more of the same. Show every day at 5:30, show every day at 7:30. You can find out more about them by going to the PBH Free Fringe app. You can download the app, which is freefringe.co.uk/app.
Very nice.
Simple as. And then you get the app with all the shows on the PBH Free Fringe, including mine, and they're all brilliant, and well done everyone on it so far. And hello to Flora.
Hello, Flora.
I decided she is my new best mate.
Okay.
I might as well be best mate. Thing is, I liked her before I found out she was Clive Anderson's daughter. What's interesting is, she has got a look of a dad. And what I've decided is that Clive Anderson was obviously a very attractive teenage girl. That's what surprised me. Right. And Flora may not have a bright future.
Dear me.
I hope she don't listen to this. Right, so yeah, I'll be doing that, and I'll be getting up to other bits and bobs. On Thursday, Tony, I'm getting some photographs taken for nothing.
Okay.
That's good, isn't it? We've got a chance conversation with a bloke in a pub led to the PBH Free Fringe comedians getting together with a local Edinburgh photography meetup group, and they're all going to meet a load of us on Thursday, and they're going to take a load of photos of us posing, and we're all going to get free pictures, and they're all going to get photographs of those comedians.
Will they be tasteful?
Well, I won't be wearing anything, but excellent. I can't account for the rest of them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. They'll be tasteful, Tony. Let's play another song. But I'm not even going to ask you. I have asked you. You got nothing. This is Grand Royale, Tony, who are about the Swedish rock band.
Okay.
And everything they bring out, we normally find something suitable to play. On their last album, I don't think we did. I think this is their third or fourth now. Anyway, we just said this. This is the first track on it, on their new album. I think you'll like it very much, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be your sort of bag in a Swedish rock way. What is Grand Royale's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Grand Royale Band.
Sorry, man. Facebook.com/gr.sweden.
Right.
Which means I've won it, Tony. Paul of the Internet 5, Tony 3. Know it all. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Grand Royale, and we'll probably have something else from them in the coming weeks. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. All twats are seeded with thanks. Liam McCallan's been in touch.
Hello, Liam.
Leo, sorry. He said, thought I would send in a twat request for the driver who nearly sent me into the afterlife. Whilst listening to the domestic song Death Trap from the July the 19th episode, another driver decided to pull out in front of me to enter a side street. I immediately braked and swerved, missing the other driver's vehicle by a few feet. The good news is there was no damage and no injuries. However, I believe a stern twatting is in order to the young driver, who nearly ended the life of a long-time Punky Radio listener, as well as preventing me...
We can't have that.
As well as preventing me from listening to Punky Radio's 12th birthday special. On a side note, I can't help wondering what fate would have had in store for me if I happened to be listening to the Rammstein song Pussy at the moment. Anyway, keep up the great work, guys. Leo McCallan. We can't afford to lose
this. Fair enough. And this bloke is, I mean, this is crucial. We can't have our listeners endangered.
No. We need them.
I'm not having that. It's dangerous enough being associated with this show without other people taking your life into their hands.
Reading this, I don't realize where they are, but it doesn't really matter. So, is that all right? Ready for it?
Absolutely. Go for it, yeah.
So, for the young driver who nearly ended the life of Liam McCallan, somewhere in the world is a twat.
Yeah. Hey, drive carefully, kids.
Yes. Keep them peeled. Stay alive.
If you have a twat, where should you send it, Tony?
tony@punkyradio.com.
And we love them. We want as many as possible.
We really do.
We want to be surrounded.
That's how we like it.
We're drowning in a sea of twat.
The tsunami of twat never did come, but it could still happen.
But the thing about tsunamis, Tony, is that you don't necessarily know when the next one's going to arrive.
And then two come at once. No, hang on. No. It's buses.
No, it's buses, Tony.
Yeah, buses. Yeah, you're right.
Easy to get confused.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Although saying that, if you stood on a beach somewhere in the Far East and shouted, double-decker bus! you might not get that much panic.
No.
Although people would be curious when you were pointing out to sea at it. Anyway.
Get attention. Yeah.
One last track this week, Tone.
Okay.
Band from Minneapolis, Psych Surf Noiseniks, they are, Tone. Psych Surf Noiseniks. And they've got a great name. It's BLAHA. And I think we've discussed them before. And I want to call them Blaha.
Blaha.
Blaha. It might just be Blaha or Blaha. But we're calling them Blaha.
Yep.
All right. What is Blaha's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Blaha.
It is. No, it's not. It's Blaha Band. Sorry. Polly Beans. What's that? 6-3.
Yeah.
6-3, man. Not bad considering. Polly Beans at 6, Tony 3. This, I think, is... I am right here. This is... they've got a new EP out. It's not an album. New EP. Blaha. And this is one of the bands that came through via Slovenly. I like this. See what you think of it. This is Fresh Horse.
Yeah. cabin down by a canyon.
That is the title track of the EP. It's called Fresh Horse, Tony. As I say, check him out at facebook.com/BlahaBand, BLAHA Band. Thanks very much for listening. Maybe you could mention the online stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio. That's PODUNK radio.com. And we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE.
I might see one or two of you at my shows this week. I should have mentioned before. You know, I said the other week, Mike McGuigan, are you listening? He only showed up with his missus and her mate.
Wow.
That's the power of punky radio, Tony.
Excellent.
That's the power of punky radio.
Good to know.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I pooed.